He is on public display, and I'm the girl, Jack, said Annie. I love him a lot. I'll show him the way.
Okay, calm down. First we need to wake him up, said Jack.
Voices came from outside. Jack moved to a window. He looked out into the courtyard. Two people were coming through the cloister, their heads down against the flying snow. One wore a dark cape and the other a tan raincoat. Jack turned back to Annie, a big grin on his face.
You were right. They found us. Teddy and Kathleen are here, he said. They'll know how to break the spell.
Of course, said Annie, beaming. Quick, let's hide and surprise them for a change.
In there, said Jack.
He and Annie hurried into a long room off the tapestry room. They heard the door from the cloister open. They felt a rush of cold air. They heard footsteps. Jack and Annie grinned at each other. Jack put his finger to his lips. Then a quick, nervous boy's voice came from the tapestry room.
Grenda, they are not here.
I see that, Baylor, but look.
Ah, is it him, Grenda?
Annie grabbed Jack's arm.
Baylor? Grenda? She whispered.
Shh, whispered Jack.
Of course 'tis him, said the girl. I told you those Frog Creek brats would lead us to him. Get the rope ready.
Aye, said the boy.
Jack and Annie carefully peeked around the corner. They saw a girl and boy standing with their backs to them, facing the unicorn in the last tapestry. The boy held a thick black rope.
Call out his name, Grenda, said the boy.
The girl took a step toward the tapestry. She raised her arms in front of the unicorn.
Dianthus, she called.
Wind whistled through the open doorway. The flowers in the tapestry swayed as if the wind were blowing them. The scent of roses wafted through the room. The unicorn moved his head.
Ho, oh, whispered Annie.
Get ready, Baylor, to take him back to the master, said the girl.
Annie clutched Jack's arm.
Who's the master? She whispered.
I don't know, whispered Jack, but I don't think he's a good guy.
The girl turned back to the tapestry and spoke softly to the unicorn.
Come, come, my lovely Dianthus, stand up now. Come out of that old rug.
The unicorn turned his head and looked out at the girl. The look in his blue eyes was ancient, yet young, wise, yet innocent. He lifted his head as if he were about to stand. The girl nodded to the boy. The boy slowly coiled the black rope into a noose. The girl looked at the unicorn again.
Come to me, Dianthus, she coaxed. Don't be afraid. I'll love you and show you the way.
No, Dianthus, yelled Annie. Don't go to her.
Annie and Jack bolted from their hiding place. Baylor and Grenda whirled around in surprise. They both had pale faces and pale, shining eyes.
Leave him alone, Annie yelled at the strange pair. You don't love him. We love him.
At that moment, there was a flash of light, and the unicorn in the tapestry leapt like a deer over the woven fence. Baylor and Grenda shrieked and jumped back. Jack covered his head. Then there was silence. Jack looked up. The tapestry on the wall was unchanged. It still showed a unicorn woven from yarn chained to a tree. But standing on the floor of the museum was the most beautiful creature Jack had ever seen.